Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the latest beef quality audit right after this.
When you first sit down with McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese, you take big, confident bites. But soon, the 100% beef and cheese is half gone. What have I done? Your bites get smaller as you try to savor what's left with scientific precision, but it's too late. And as you reach that last bittersweet bite, you think, until next time, dear friend. That's the way it is for me, anyway. The Quarter Pounder with Cheese sandwich from McDonald's. The simple joy of savoring every bite. I participate in McDonald's.
Wheat farmers, are you looking for wheat with toughness but the potential for high yields? Then choose Ruby Lee, another of the wheat varieties developed by OSU researchers and marketed to Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee delivers premium wheat and premium bread flour. But Ruby Lee is tougher than many varieties when exposed to cattle and is Hessian fly resistant. Remember, the sale of Ruby Lee and other OSU varieties ensures that OSU's wheat research program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It's funded by the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. The National Beef Quality Audit is being conducted every 5 years since 1991, assesses the progress that the industry makes on a variety of production issues that ultimately affect consumer demand for beef. Dr. Keith Belk, Colorado State University, has been involved in the development of this year's audit, says some changes have been made in the way that the data is collected and what kind of data is being included in the study this year.
We attempted to change phase one around this year, and phase two actually, to collect a bit more data that was maybe more modern, using some of the technologies that are now available to us. In phase one, we designed a survey where we used software that allowed us to dynamically route questions based on the answers that respondents gave to various questions. And in phase two, we for the first time have been able to collect a ton of data that resulted from the use of instruments and instrument grading systems. So there's been a lot more information available this round of the National Beef Quality Audit than ever before.
A lot of information in this study, according to Dr. Belk, but he says as the data is disseminated, it'll have a positive impact on how we produce cattle in this country.
For the first time, we've been able to quantify responses to gut reactions about quality issues and things that affect purchasing decisions in the industry. And, you know, anytime you can quantify the impact that various attributes have on purchasing decisions, that always will benefit the industry in terms of things that they can manage to improve profitability. And so I'm certain that this audit will provide information that's useful to all cattle producers.
Keith Belk says that he's been involved since the inception of the National Beef Quality Audit. That stretches all the way back to 1991. And though it does continue to evolve and change over the each five-year period, the research has never deviated, according to Dr. Belk, from its original intent of improving producer profitability.
It's an evolutionary process trying to collect data and trying to benchmark the state of the industry. And so every time we do one of these, we learn something that that we can apply to the next audit. But it hasn't lost its grassroots, its main original purpose of trying to quantify the things that the industry could do to improve profitability by improving the value of beef at consumption levels. So that's always been a primary goal of the audit, and I think that's still on target.
The results from the 2011 National Beef Quality Audit will be released at the upcoming Summer Cattle Industry Convention this July. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.